Hey. I want to print something.
You want to print something?
Yeah, instructions for my instructions for my
Time machine.
hang on, where can I hang on, where are we? What do I press on to get it?
Is the printer connected?
What do I do to connect it? Just turn the printer on.
Yep, but it has to be a USB cable from the printer to the.
Oh, does it? All right. That must be this thing here. What the hell was that? Was that you or me?
That was not me.
Was that you down there? Okay, all right. Okay, there we are. Printer connected. So if I just press that.
Oh,
hang on.
It's going. It's just cleaned the heads for you. It's moving the heads off the cleaning pad.
Have I got enough paper in there? Oh, a couple of sheets, yeah. Yeah. Okay. What do I do now?
Wait.
I went in the hot tub this morning.
Right.
Shall I send you a picture?
Of you in the hot
Not of
tub?
me in it, no.
It says
oh, print. I should have pressed print. Hang on.
Have you done that now?
Do I press it twice?
No, don't press it twice. You might send two
Okay.
prints. It doesn't sound like it's doing anything.
Sounds promising. Well, it sent me out a blank copy. Hang on.
The first one's just to tell you it's printing.
Oh, right. Thank you. There must be other bits of it. How do I move it down? Hang on. Well, no, I want all pages. Not, I've got a copy of one. I want all pages. No, I don't want that one. F*** me, I'm sure I can sort it out. PDF. Right, here's the PDF. Now I've got it on full page.
Right, should be a printer icon in the top right-hand side.
Yeah, hang on. Right, I want that. Oh, I think it's just to wind me up. Oh, you can stop it as well. Right, let me find this. Cannot be fucking hell. Oh, page size. I don't want all that shit. I just want to print out these two fucking things. What's going on there? Right, don't say anything. Hang on. I don't want to print that. I've already done that. Do you want to include the text of summarized comments in the document being printed? What? Summarized document. It's got the. I've done that one. And I put this, the thing on the thing. It's just got a hand rather than a. What does the hand mean?
That means you can scroll, usually.
Hang on.
Oh, that sounds promising.
It's exactly the same bits of paper as before.
Oh.
Now what's going on?
It's receiving more information from the computer.
Connect, secure connection.
Right, we're finally here. Right, so.
Right. Okay.
Right, so let me, so, close that away. So this, what are you trying to print, this?
No, I don't want that. Don't want any of that. All the way down, there.
Right. So, okay, this is why you're having the issue.
Why?
Because it's in a weird format. So let me go in here. Here we go.
That's what I want, yeah. Oh, That's very good, thank you. That's the one I've got. Can you print that off as well?
Certainly will.
I'm looking at my phone. I can't even see the letters. Anyway, right.
Well, that intro is going to be very interesting, isn't it? You printing a document.
You record that, you
22 minutes long. I have to chop What's all that it? Down and edit it all into...
fuck, and shit.
And still leave those in, you know. I just have to beat them.
Right, okay. Are we going to start this fucking thing now or not?
Yes.
I'm just going to unconnect my printer because I'm not having all that fuss. Fucking hell. If I wanted to be an engineer, I'd be a bloody engineer, wouldn't I?
Well, yeah, you could.
You know, if I wanted to be technical, I'd be technical. I'm not technical. I don't want to be technical. The most technical thing I ever wanted to do was play records on the radio and use a slip mat and then press buttons to play jingles, and that was about it. I didn't want to do anything else, to be honest. Right, can we start this fucking program now?
Yep.
I'm not in the mood now.
Oh.
And I don't want any of this put out on it, all right?
None of this is going to go out at all.
Good. Otherwise, you know what's going to happen, don't you?
Candy floss?
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Oh.
I've got a white lilac tree outside my window, which I didn't realise had white lilac flowers until this year because I cut it all back last year because it's sort of growing in the hedge. And now I've noticed it's got one of those sort of curly-whirly kind of weeds growing through it. I'm going to have to go out and chop off.
Hang on a minute. The curly-whirly, windy-weedy thing, it has white flowers on it?
As well, yeah, I know.
Oh, okay. I'm just worried that that's what you think that the lilac...
I do know about gardening.
Do you?
Yeah, of course I know about gardening.
Okay.
Yeah. If I won't cut the lilac tree back this year because it I'm not sure. Does it flower on old growth or new growth? I think it's old growth, isn't it, from a year ago?
You're asking me. I know nothing about gardening.
No, I'll have to work that out anyway. Right, let's start this. Hi, welcome to the James Whale Radio Podcast show. Today, talking about, gosh, I don't know what we're going to talk about. I'll tell you what we'll talk about, extremism. Because extremism, I'll take my glasses off, put them down, seems to be rearing its ugly head. Whether it's Muslims killing Christians or Christians killing Muslims, the only thing I'm reasonably sure about is they're probably nowhere like they imagine, paradise, heaven or whatever else. So it seems a pointless occupation. I tell you what I was interested in. During the week. And of course, as we have a run up to these local and European elections, whether anybody is going to bother to vote, I hope people vote. In the broadcast media, of course, we're not supposed to show any bias at all towards anyone or anything. And if we mention one of the parties standing, we have to mention them all. So, and you know, it would be so helpful, wouldn't it, for all of you to know how other people think, and we can't say a word. Or I could hear, but probably better that I don't. It's such a stupid rule as well. When is somebody going to actually take the authorities on and say, listen, it's okay for written media, the newspapers, to be politically aligned or to say what they think, but it isn't okay for radio or television broadcasters to do the same. I just wonder why. Are people not able to make their own minds up? Just because I say something doesn't mean it's right, doesn't mean you have to do it too, does it?
Couldn't you get away with it by saying that this is a party political broadcast for, and then the name of the party, and then do your spiel?
No, I don't think I could. You know all the trouble I got into that year when I was jokingly saying, why doesn't everybody, I'm throwing my weight behind Boris Johnson. I mean, that was a joke. And look at all the trouble that caused.
That's true.
You know, no sense of humour. I think it's because politicians just want to control us. And of course, they couldn't control a piss up in a fucking brewery, could they? Look at them. Just look at them. And now one of them has leaked the stuff about Huawei, or as I prefer to call it, Huawei. You can get politicians to say anything because most of them are a bit thick. And so there are ways of getting them to say what they shouldn't say. But, you know, for one to be in a highly secret meeting and then go and blab it all to the press, whether or not it makes much difference to our security, I don't know. But to do that, which could be a criminal offence, you could end up in prison. It's just despicable. I mean, the bunch of people we've got in Parliament at the moment on both sides of the political divide really are beginning to leave me wondering what happens if politicians are so useless that they can't actually do anything, because we're nearing that now. They can't sort out Brexit. Well, that never could have been sorted out the way it was done, because David Cameron's a thick twat. He should never have given just simple in-out, that's all. Thinking, obviously, everybody was going to vote to stay in. He should never have done that. He didn't even think. Now, I don't know whether it was David Cameron being a weak person who came up with the thought and then just ran it through, or whether it was some of his rather childlike advisers. All of them, quite frankly, have a responsibility to admit to the country they didn't really know what they were doing. And you expect politicians to know what they're doing, don't you? So it has opened up a portal in this country, and I'm afraid around other countries as well, for extremism to rear its ugly head. And, you know, we've been quite used to seeing the sort of extreme left moaning on, but now even more frighteningly, or as frighteningly, the extreme right. Extremes of both sides of politics are usually, they're usually inhabited by people who have a complex about themselves, who feel that they've been overlooked, overshadowed, undervalued most of their lives. And it only takes one person. It could be you. It could be me. It only takes one person who is reasonably good at stirring people up and talking in a fairly forceful way. And we've seen the characters over history who could get up in front of people and get them motivated to do almost anything. We have a couple of them, of course, in our own political system at the moment. I'm not going to mention names, but, you know, who can get up and get people going. Not necessarily the best people for the rest of humanity, but there we are. And there are thick people who just fall for it. I don't know what we do. If we realise that the government is becoming more and more impotent, what do we do? Do we ask the military to overthrow them? I hope not. Do we insist there's another election so we can clear them out? But who would you vote for? I at the moment, I don't think there's anyone I really can see as a force to sort the problems out. That's why I always go back to my heroine, Margaret Thatcher, who lots of people say, you know, Margaret Thatcher actually was good for this country. She actually got things done. She moved the country in a direction that was good for the country. And then Tony Blair came in and got all touchy-feely and messed it all up and took us into a war that we shouldn't have been involved in and cost us billions. You know, and these people get into politics and they don't ever have to make reparations for the fuck-ups that they make. Brilliant. I don't know. I really, it's leaving me a little cold at the moment. And then I was listening to David Icke. Well, I quite like David Icke because he talks rubbish, but I quite like the way he does it. He talks it in a very informed way. And if you actually listen and analyse what he's talking about, most of it's rubbish. But he does believe it. So that means, you know, bless him. But it won't make much difference. It's a bit like the climate change fiasco. And I had cause to be in London on Tuesday, and I was wandering, disguised, wearing my old ripped jeans and flowery shirt and everything else, and wandered through the people camping out in Marble Arch, and they were all of alike. Whether they were 20 or 100, it didn't really matter. They were all of alike. And again, you know, they're all very committed to it's extremism in a way, isn't it? You know, the world is going to end unless we all do this. We've all got to become vegans. We've got to stop driving. We mustn't fly. We must live in tents and farm our own food. And I'm glad I'm old, really. I mean, I suppose I would have been like that if I was young. But you don't, nobody seems to, when you get older, you understand what is possible and what isn't possible. But when you're young, you never take any advice from older people, do you? That's probably our downfall. So that you could say, we tried that a sort of 30, 40 years ago, it didn't quite work. And you say that to somebody who's just trying it or come up with the idea for the first time, and they think you never thought of it like this. You never had it this way. You never did it. And, of course, most things have. Human beings will destroy the planet. That's absolutely definite. Whether it's by a huge bloody war across across the planet or not, I don't know. But whether it's that we just breed too many people and we just clog ourselves up, I don't. But we will breed ourselves out of extinction one day. I am at a loss because, you know, the government couldn't move the people who clogged up the capital city. There's this 16-year-old girl from Sweden, whose name I can't remember, and it doesn't really matter anyway, who looks about 12, who everybody's going, oh, she's amazing, she's absolutely right. All she's saying is what lots of, you know, she's 16, she's very enthusiastic that we should all live to be 250 or whatever. The interesting thing I find is people who sort of over there in their 70s and 80s who are demonstrating, but then they're the old hippies, aren't they? I mean, we can't all go back to living the way we perceive our youth to have been. And it wasn't necessarily better back then, was it? I mean, I don't know. Extremes are just beginning to get more and more common. And it's like the knife crime. You know, we're living in a society where everybody, I think I've said this before, everybody is going on about trying to be more polite to each other, not to upset people. You can't have a joke about somebody anymore because you might offend somebody, and we can't offend anyone. And then the murder rate's rising, and youngsters are knifing each other to death. In one side of society is completely different to the other side, which means, of course, politicians have allowed things to get out of kilter. Same way that, you know, middle management and bosses of organizations and employers have been doing fairly well, and they've been telling their workforce who've helped generate the money that they've got to sort of tighten their belts because things aren't doing too well. Yet management and heads of organizations are getting paid fucking fortunes because they're telling everybody, well, look, I'll go somewhere else if you don't pay me this, and this is the going rate, which is actually a lie. I mean, half the people in the BBC who go on about, oh, well, if you don't pay me a decent amount of money, I'm going off, wouldn't get anywhere near the sort of money they're earning now in the independent sector. I mean, it's like people, it's like heads of local authorities, heads of councils get paid more than the Prime Minister. How can that be? Yeah, let's not all shout about what we think about the Prime Minister or the politicians, but you're supposed to be the creme de la creme, aren't you? You're supposed to be, you know, really quite clever to become a prime minister. Well, maybe that's not true anymore. Well, obviously it's not true anymore. I mean, what? I don't know. Society's going round the bend, isn't it? Then you've got the right-wing extremists. Oh, they are thick. And what annoys me is they kind of try to emulate my hairstyle, and that really gets on my nerves. You know, go and grow your hair long. Don't start shaving your heads off and pretending you're me. That really does annoy me. And you know, it's interesting, isn't it? We're getting all upset about Donald Trump having a state visit to this country and meeting the Queen. Get really upset about that. And people are going to come and they're going to demonstrate and they're going to block the roads. They get all this sort of stuff. And people, open up websites to stop him. Politicians are quite happy to come on the radio and the television and talk to us about how bad it is. I haven't heard one recent. I don't think over the last couple of weeks I've heard one politician speak up about how disgusting Saudi Arabia is and the 37 executions they did on one day last week.
Has anybody heard anything about that?
Well, apart from the fact I talked about it on my radio show on Talk Radio, but I haven't heard loads of people going on about it. I don't see any of these, the climate change protesters. And let's face it, they're all going on about oil. Oil's produced in Saudi Arabia. They're all going on about how society should change. And you look at the society in Saudi. I don't see them demonstrating out or blocking the road outside the Saudi embassy. Do you? Absolutely mental the way people perceive the world. Absolutely mental. You know, here we are chopping people's hands off, chopping people's heads off, crucifying their remains. And this is all in Saudi Arabia. It's all well documented. We don't even carry it on our news. We don't even make a big thing about it in the news. It's absolutely bizarre. So, I mean, I don't know. I suppose the best thing is just to mind your own business, get on with your life, and hope that society doesn't completely fall apart. It'd be so easy to get things back on an even keel. But to do that, you need somebody with charisma at the head. You need to stop all this bollocks that the politicians spout out on either side. And you need somebody who has got the charisma to bring people in and assure them that they know what they're doing. At the moment, we're floundering around with no direction and no leader. And that's always going to be a problem. But however, hey-ho. You know, I suppose people camping out on the bridges and out in Hyde Park and all that, they had a nice time. They thought they were important for a moment, and now it'll disappear. And then Chris Packham's going on about how the insects are disappearing and the birds are disappearing. Not around here, they're not, Chris. You want to come around? I've got so many crows and rooks, and I've got bees in the house and wasps in the house, and, you know, there's insects everywhere. Just found an ant's nest. As long as it doesn't come too near to the house, I just leave it. Because I wouldn't want to upset Chris Packham or anyone like that by sort of endangering the lives of those. And then the most appalling, an absolute tragedy, that poor girl getting shot in Londonderry. Absolute tragedy. But for the politicians to use it as a spectacle of pretend togetherness. And to, I mean, you know, and the churches loved it, didn't they? They loved it. And I look at them spouting off and, you know, having to go at the politicians, it's a really sad thing. I think if it had been my daughter, I would have banned everybody from coming. It would have been a private funeral for friends and family. That's what I would have done. But the funeral was hijacked by politicians to try to make points, and they didn't. They just made arseholes of themselves. I'm sorry. All of them sitting there smugly. And the Northern Irish politicians should be ashamed of themselves. They should be getting back to Stormont, and they should be doing the jobs that they are paid to do. And it just reminded me how much I do detest religion when I say... And the fucking clothes that these priests they wear. Oh, dear, oh, dear. It annoys me intently. Absolutely. And then all the money donated for Notre Dame. I mean, millions and millions. That's a nice building, and you can build it back up, and that's great. But is it from people who are frightened that there might not be another life? Is that what you're frightened of? And, you know, the Pope could have given the money. He doesn't. He's got billions. Yet you look at the poor people in the Grenfell Tower who are still displaced. Nothing has been done. The building is still standing, but cladded. Not cladded with stuff at all, obviously. And you think the world has gone mad, hasn't it? Admittedly, Notre Dame is a historical building. It needs to be rebuilt. It has a fabulous presence in Paris, for anybody who's seen it, but, you know, people just making more out of it. I think I talked to last week about it, so I won't go on. But people saying, oh, well, it's terrible. It was the sort of French version of 9/11. No, it wasn't. The building caught fire. And I suppose at a time in the news agenda when there wasn't much going on, and yet everybody sort of jumped on the bet, sent money. What is it about religion? I might ask the question every week. I just don't understand. And they still get away. They're peddling a myth, and they get away with it. And I talked to one the other day who was, I won't mention, actually, and it stopped me, and he said, James, I'm a Christian worker, vicar. And he said, you know, there is a God. I said, really? Yes. I speak to him all the time. And I'm thinking, you must be nuts. Who are you speaking to? I mean, we all speak to people in our minds, don't we? We all talk to ourselves in our minds from time to time. And the amount of abuse that goes on in the world, and I'm talking about, you know, the abuse of somebody who is so mentally ill, they walk in to a mosque in New Zealand and blow people up, children, women, just innocent people there. Or the person who walked into the Christian gathering in Sri Lanka and blew all those people up there. And these people, they believe that there's some sort of imaginary friend up there as well. The world has gone mad, really, hasn't it? I suppose some people could say, well, maybe it's all the fossil fuels we're burning is actually having an effect on people's brains. But I don't think so, because if you look back through history, religion has enabled human beings to be so appalling. And don't, you know, for one moment, everyone say, oh, well, it's not us, you know, it's the other ones. They're always the ones that do it. They're the ones who blow themselves up. They're the ones who kill people. But, you know, it swings and roundabouts, both sides of the equation. And it seems to be getting worse. You know, here we are in the 21st century when it's becoming more and more likely that science will eventually prove that there might be other dimensions, but you and I are not going there. They're for other beings from other dimensions. I find the whole thing annoying. I think I'm going rambling on is this the sort of thing that people want to listen to? I'm sure this is just the sort of thing I would sit in my bath and think. And I'm now articulating it out of my mouth. And I've been on here 20 minutes or so, 10 minutes or something, talking, and you haven't said one fucking word.
I've been doodling.
Oh, well, I'm going. I've had enough. There's no point. My coffee's gone cold. And honestly, why don't you just let me go on like that? We're going to have to do it again now, aren't we?
They've apparently they've given too much money to the Notre Dame. They're going to have excess money.
Well, of course they're going to have excess money. They probably had excess money on the first day. And who's going to get that?
And are they going to use the money they had in, you know, when they first started, the 100 million that they already had to do the works that they didn't even really start?
Well, I would imagine so, yeah.
So they're going to have a lot of money left over.
Mm.
I suppose it'll go to the Vatican then, won't it, I suppose?
Well, no, it's got fuck all to do with them. It's a French, you know, people have given the money. Why would people give that money like that? There are so many important things around the world to do. Build the church, yeah, fine. But why are people just giving hundreds of millions of euros?
Buying their place in heaven.
There is no heaven. What is the point of trying to do that? What do they think? And if there was a heaven, would you really be able to buy your place in it?
I don't know. People get scammed all the time, don't they?
Mm. Is religion just a big scam?
Am I allowed to say yes?
Yeah, I always say what you like. I always, and I mean, I'm getting on. And I drove past the church up the hill in my village the other day on a Sunday, funnily enough. And I was just amazed. You know, the only people who go to church are very elderly people because they're worried there might be, and they need to start sort of building bridges just in case. I thought I should have started years ago then.
It's like a pension plan, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. That's what religion
is. Dear, oh dear. I've had four lots of Jehovah's Witnesses in the last month. I must be on a Jehovah's Witnesses trail.
Oh, you're on the list.
What do you mean list?
Oh, there's a list.
There isn't a list.
Yeah, see if you can get James Whale. You go up the list.
Bollocks.
Yeah, you're on the list.
You know what they want? Could we come in and talk to you? No, fuck off. It won't take long. And we're not like, no. And in the end, you just have to say no and slam the door. Well, don't slam the door, would ruin my door. Just shut it gently.
When they say it won't take long.
I just lock the fucking gates and they can't get in.
Yeah, but then you won't get your post.
They'll have one of those things on the you can put it in there. You've got to walk out and get it.
Yeah, you got to go outside. Now, how can they say it won't take long? It'll take the rest of your life if they get their way.
Oh, will it?
Well, yeah, I mean, they'll come in and they'll chat to you for about an hour and then befriend you, and then they'll be visiting you continually until you attend one of their meetings. And then you'll have to attend their meetings continually and then donate sums of money out of your wages. And then you'll never get any Christmas presents ever again.
Why not? Well, I'll never get any now, so it doesn't really matter.
You're not allowed to give Christmas presents if you're in that club.
Why?
I don't know. It's a rule.
You know a lot about it. Are you sure you've not put my name on the list?
You are definitely on the list.
I better not be.
Look how many points you get for converting James Whale.
Don't be ridiculous. Ridiculous thing. And I tell you, I just doesn't fail to annoy me how religious people all have to wear funny clothes. Why?
Just a suit. That'd be nice.
Nobody wears a suit anymore unless you're a politician or a pillar.
Well, there you go then. Just a suit.
I have two suits.
You've got more than two suits.
I haven't. I've got two suits. Seriously. Got two. Well, I've got an evening suit, which I have to wear sometimes, and two other suits.
What about your birthday suit? Have you got that?
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. I'm in that one now.
Three suits.
Three seats. Okay, well, you might do, I don't know, tech talk or something, because I'm losing it.
That company you mentioned earlier, that Huawei. Huawei. How are we?
No, it's pronounced Huawei.
Huawei. With a H.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
So they've been given the go-ahead to start installing possibly their equipment in the UK.
Well, they might have been given permission, but it might be taken away now. And here's the thing. I was listening. I said to David Icke, who talks knowingly about loads of stuff, but I don't think he said, apparently, he's not sure, but he said this stuff that's going to be put up on lampposts and things like that. I don't know if that's true. They're not sure if it harms us, these 5G waves going through us.
Of course it does. But, you know, how much so? That's the question.
Yeah, and also, apparently in certain areas, these waves don't go through big trees or buildings. And so that's why councils in loads of areas are taking trees down.
That's a lie.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because a tree is 90% air. If you think about it, it's just a trunk and some leaves. And to be honest, in the wintertime, there's not any leaves either. So yeah. No, that's a lie. The tree thing's a lie.
He said he wasn't sure, but he said in Sheffield they're taking loads of trees down in Sheffield because of health and safety, and lots of old trees along tree-lined roads, and the roots begin to push the paving slabs and the tarmac up, don't they? We've all seen them.
Oh yeah.
So in Sheffield they're knocking them all down.
That's probably the reason why they're taking them down. They're doing damage.
People are getting upset about it. And there were other trees that they want to knock down. They're covering in nets to keep the birds out. And of course it's getting birds stuck in it. There's some fucking thick people in positions of authority, aren't there?
Nets on cliff edges. You know, down the the cliffs. That's also stopping birds from nesting.
Yeah. They're just ridiculously stupid ideas because it's not their fucking money.
Apparently, America aren't going to be pleased with us because of the Huawei company is going to be installing their...
Well, we're not going to use it now, are we? Because we can't trust any of these companies. If we'd stuck with Europe, we'd have been a lot better off, wouldn't we?
Well, I don't think the European companies make the 5G equipment. That's the problem.
Well, somebody must other than the Chinese, surely. And why do we need 5G? What is so good about that?
Well, it's better than 4G.
Are we going to go to 10G at some point?
I would imagine so.
And what does all these different Gs do?
Extra bandwidth for your broadband on your mobile phones.
And do I need that?
Well, if you want to get your podcasts quicker.
Well, why don't we get rid of all the other Gs and then just have the best one?
That's what we normally do.
So, if I had a 2G phone...
You won't have it. Well, you'd have a phone that will have the capabilities, possibly, of receiving a 2G signal, but they're turning a lot of those off.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, what about 3G?
No, that's probably the most popular, reliable, fallback method of getting broadband on a phone.
Well, why have I got 4G then?
That's the current standard that's super fast.
Right, okay. All right, okay. Well, let's move on.
One in two hard disk drives that are sold on sites such as eBay still contain people's data.
I bet they do. That's why I've got laptops here that I'm not going to give to anyone.
So make sure you delete all your data. The best way to delete it is to actually fill the hard drive up with junk. Because if you delete it, you can undelete it.
Mm.
I do a lot of work with Friends Recovery and get a lot of stuff back off people's hard drives.
Do you?
Stuff you wouldn't believe.
Mm. I think the best way to deal with old computers is a sledgehammer.
Yeah, that might damage the structure of the computer, but the hard drive still might survive.
Well, I thought a hard drive was just like a disk.
It is a disk, but it's contained within a metal casing. It's quite compact, so you could hit the computer as many times as you like. Probably won't damage the hard disk.
All right.
A magnet is the best answer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I know, before you ask, I'm not sending any of my old computers to you.
I've got access to them anyway, remotely.
Yeah, but not the ones that are turned off.
That's true. There are a few you won't let me see.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, get on with it. Go on.
Microsoft hits the 1 trillion market value alongside with Apple and Amazon. Took them a while, didn't it, Microsoft?
It did, yeah. And all these other, you know, apparently Huawei and Samsung are the most popular new phones.
Yeah.
I just do iPhone.
Yeah.
Better than those, I would have thought.
It's not better or it's not worse. They're all different, but Apple is the easiest to use and doesn't get any viruses or hacking going on.
Yeah, because it's...
Well, it's all locked down by Apple. You can't do anything without Apple agreeing to.
And all these other ones come from countries that might be interested in spying on us.
Well, no, they use operating systems that you can easily hack.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And why do they do that?
Because they're a bit sort of open and loose.
Oh, right. But it's nothing worse than being a bit open and loose, is there?
There is not, no.
No. Okay.
Well, actually, open and loose is quite nice sometimes.
No, I don't think open and loose is ever nice.
Okay, Microsoft Paint has been saved.
Microsoft what?
Paint.
Paint.
Yeah,
what is like, Microsoft Paint?
It's like a very basic art package on Windows that you can draw smiley faces on and stuff. It's been around since the Windows 3 sort of era, probably even earlier than that, actually. And people were going to get upset because it was going, but apparently it's been saved, the new update. So, yay for Microsoft Paint.
I wouldn't need it, though, would I?
No, not unless you want to draw a few smiley faces or maybe one of those Chad Walls. Do you remember them, Chad Walls? Are they called
No, I don't. Just pathetic.
Google Maps might be begin to start having monetization.
Really?
Yeah, adverts on Google Maps.
Oh, good.
Imagine that. If you pay enough, when you go to Google Maps to do sort of navigation to somewhere like Liverpool and Manchester pay more for advertising, it'll say, why go to Liverpool? Why not come to Manchester instead? It's much better. So that might be happening soon. So there we go. Monetization on Google Maps. Oh, where will it end? That's about all I've got for Tech Talk this week.
That was it. I've downloaded this, talking about Google Maps, this thing, what's it called? Waze, or Waze, if you prefer.
Waze?
W-A-Z-E.
W-A-Z-E.
Yeah, it's really, if you download it, it's free. It's really good way of getting to different places. What's it now? Waze is actively using your location. I didn't tell you could do that.
Don't you
get
mean
off?
It probably is Waze, if you think of a Waze to get there. You wouldn't have a Waz on the way, would you? Or is it toilet stops for when you're on a long journey?
I don't know, to be honest.
I need to know where to have a Waz.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I can't turn it off now.
Sounds like a great app.
Well, I mean, you can turn it off.
Just double tap the home button and swipe up.
Double tap it. It's now going to sleep, and it's got a Waze, which looks like a little sperm. I've no idea why. In a hammock, rocking back and forward. It says, Waze is currently inactive. You are not actively using battery, contributing data, or earning points.
That's a lie.
Why?
Well, it's using battery to tell you that message.
All right. Okay. Right. So what have we got to do now? Anything?
We've got Wales Mail.
Wales Mail. Have we got Wales Mail? Let me go through. Oh, yeah. So we have. Put my glasses back on. Read this. From Peter. Hello, Peter. He says, James, Rob, after several days of horrible illness, probably food poisoning or other, and spending many hours in the best room.
I assume that's restroom.
I realise something. I have once again been listening to you, Rob, and Ash throughout, and the power of radio once again comes to the rescue. My wife has even joined in listening and now switches on when she didn't before. I've brainwashed her, I think. There must be many, many people with real and far more serious illnesses than me to face everywhere. They also tune in to help them, to laugh and to catch up on the world. The DJ is an important person, the bringer of entertainment, the guide through the day. I know you hear this a lot, but here goes. Thanks for what you do and keep doing it. Yeah, it's really nice, Peter. I don't think anybody's ever said anything so nice to me.
No, we never get letters like that normally.
No, no, I'm not even sure we should have read that out.
Ruining.
We don't normally, do we?
No, no, we're ruining your image.
Yeah. Anyway, Peter, thank you very much. That's really sweet. If you want to be rude for next week's programme, don't forget you can email me, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. You might actually like to check out our website at jameswhaleradio.co.uk because you can find out some more. We've got some more of my old TV shows up online.
Yeah, I was watching your 40th birthday party last night.
God. Where was that?
Well, that was in Yorkshire TV.
Yeah. God, that's, yeah. Well, that's about 10 years ago now. About 10 years old, isn't it? Are you sure it was my 40th?
Well, if it was 10 years old, it can't be your 40th.
54 now, so...
Okay. Right. So we've resorted to lying on the podcast then?
No, it was 14 years ago, isn't it? Yeah, that's more like it. Yeah, right. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Who was on my birthday show? I can't remember. It's a long time.
Frank Sidebottom?
No. Was he on there?
Yeah, he was on there. Frank Sidebottom. Bernard Manning. Linda Nolan.
Oh.
Some other bloke.
Mm. Did they bring me presents?
They bought you loads of presents, yes.
Oh, good. Good. Well, that's excellent. I'll have to go and have a look at that. I haven't seen that for 14 years.
Yeah, it was a weird show. It was literally just a camera following you as if you were in your own party in your own house. It was quite weird.
I don't even remember doing it.
Yeah, well, you weren't drinking.
How do you know?
Well, actually, there was one point where you did go to a Coca-Cola vending machine and bought yourself a Diet Coke.
I have never, ever drunk Diet Coke in my life.
Well, I've got the video evidence. That's a lie. That's two lies this week.
No, that must have been just, artistic license.
Okay.
I don't have a vending machine in my home anyway.
No, this
that
was in
your silly.
Yorkshire TV.
Oh, right. Okay.
Vending machine.
Yorkshire Television had a vending machine selling Diet Coke. Well, yeah, I can understand that.
And you begged for money off all your friends and they gave you enough money so you could buy a can.
Really?
Mm.
That does sound a bit like me, actually, to be honest. It might well have been my birthday. 40. I don't remember ever having another birthday party after I was 39.
We had a big one at 40.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Right. We will do questions for the whale, shall we? Because...
Yeah, let's do questions for the whale.
I think I've... have we done a show? I don't remember doing anything very much on this one.
Well, most of it was about you printing out documents.
I sincerely hope you did not record that, because if you recorded that, this could be the last time we work together.
Well, I have to...
Because you're getting a bit cute at that, but you tell me, and then you promise me, because you know I don't ever have time to listen often, you promise me none of that goes out.
None of that will go out this week.
Good. Fine. Right, carry on.
That's three lies this week. Right.
None of that will go out. You might think it would take me a long time to find where you live, but I know exactly where you live.
Well, if you go to Google Maps and get directions, it might send you to my best friend's house.
No, I don't need it. I've already checked you out on satellite. I have a satellite aiming straight at your house. I can press this button here, and I can see right into your living room, which, to be quite honest, needs a good tidying up.
That's actually not far from the truth. It's a bomb site.
Well, no, I'm looking at it now. It's disgusting.
There are toys everywhere.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Don't think I don't know what you're up to. I do.
Can you just go in the other room and see if my wife's by herself?
She's got a very tall man in there.
Okay, thought so. Can we do questions as well? I need to get home quick.
He's very, very suntanned. And for some reason, he's wearing an apron.
Oh, dear. I need to do questions as well and get home quick. Then.
Yeah, I think you do. I think by the time you get home, it'll all be over.
Jan...
Oh, God, look what he's doing now. That is appalling. I can't believe he could do that. That is almost contortionist. Sorry, where were we?
I hope he tidies up after himself when he leaves.
He'll probably have to take a shower after that.
Jan Hazel.
Well, hang on, I've got to turn it off. I can't watch any more. That's appalling. There are some angles people should not expose to cameras. Hang on. Right. I can't see anymore. It's okay. There's nothing happening at your place.
Okay.
Sorry.
Jan Hazel.
Yeah, I am.
When are Meg and Harry going to stop being dicks?
What?
I have no idea. There's a lot going on about the royal family at the moment. A lot of rumours going around.
Leave them alone, Jan, whatever your name is. Bug off.
Isabel Colgate. Oh, she's the toothpaste lady.
Mm.
How do you feel about geese being kept and not to be eaten?
Oh, I don't have any... Well, it depends if they're properly looked after. A friend of mine has got a couple of geese that are pets.
We used to have some geese.
Mm.
Very aggressive animals.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're nice, like any other animal. They're not really aggressive. They just let you know if they see anything that worries them. Yeah.
Andy Quick, is it cheaper to drive and hand-deliver a letter now rather than buying a stamp?
No, I find buying a stamp is probably a lot easier.
Well, you have to go and drive to the post office to buy the stamp.
Yeah, but let's say for argument's sake, I was delivering a letter to you.
Wow, okay.
It'd be a lot easier for me to drive to... Actually, I'm lucky I could walk to my post office, get a stamp, stick it in the postbox. If I had to drive to you, it's about 300 miles. It's going to take a few hours, isn't it?
Rob James, when it's time for the Grim Reaper to die, who will come for him?
The Grim Reaper is death.
Yeah.
Doesn't die. The Grim Reaper is already dead.
Can he retire?
No. That is it. He is stuck doing that job for eternity.
Who did it before him, though?
There has never been another, and there will never be another. The Grim Reaper is the Grim Reaper for all of time.
Can he not get voted out?
Move on.
Jess Gardner, did you get an Easter egg?
Yeah, I did. Thank you very much indeed. A very nice, small, but perfectly formed one.
I got one of them Ferrero Rocher eggs, and the shell is made of the same shell that a Ferrero Rocher comes in, with that sort of nutty. Well, it was really nice.
Oh, sounds quite good. Did you eat it all?
I did, actually, yes.
Prat. You should have saved me some.
I can send you some now. They're half price now.
Oh, good. Send me one, yeah.
Okay.
I bet it'll be in pieces when it gets here. Bring me one.
I'm not travelling 300 miles to bring you an Easter egg.
Yeah, you should bring it, drop it off, and go. That's 600 miles in a day. I bet you could do that.
I probably could do that, but I'm not going to. 600 miles in a day? I've just had my car back.
Oh, okay.
Jamie McLaren. Mm. If you were travelling at the speed of light, would you need headlights?
No.
If you had technology to travel at the speed of light, I don't think headlights would be the thing anyway, would it?
No. You wouldn't have anything coming towards you of any consequence. I wouldn't worry.
Karen Knight. Why are police spending time on eco-snowflakes and not chasing knife crime? Well, that's a serious one.
It is, isn't it, Karen? Because they've been told to do that. It's the fault, if you like, of the politicians who have said they just have to keep an eye on the... I mean, you know, camping out on a bridge over the River Thames, which is a very high bridge, could have been very dangerous too. I think they should have been moved on a lot sooner. And if anybody else fancies blocking up roads or arteries into the capital city, or any other city for that matter, I don't think they should be left there until they feel like going.
Have they gone yet?
I think so. They had a big farewell party in Hyde Park that the media ignored yesterday. So we didn't talk. I purposely said, do you want to talk about it? I said, no, I'm not talking about it.
So they went when it started raining then?
Yeah. Basically, the weather changed and they did.
So climate has changed?
Yeah. The climate has changed and so have they.
Daniel Severn, I have two sheds. How many have you got?
Three.
Top trumps, James wins.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed. Listen again whenever you feel like it. And if you want to find out more, go to the website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Get a copy of my book there as well. I've still got a few copies left. Very good to take on your summer vacation.
But was that an advert, was it?
No, that was just a suggestion. Not an advert? Why would that be an advert?
I don't know. You have to say that these things are adverts.
Why? Why do you have to do that?
Because some people are stupid and they don't realise they're being sold to.
They don't realise they're being sold to?
Yeah. So when you say, buy my book, right, and you don't say it's an advert, the advertising standards agency come down on you quite heavily and fine you for not saying, this is an advert when I say, buy my book.
Well, if I was to say, why don't you go out and buy my book?
Yeah.
Why would you need to tell somebody that was an advert? Because it was obviously that I was suggesting, why don't you, if you like a copy of my book with pictures and a few of them still signed, although I believe there is one on eBay for about £2,000 unsigned, people are stupid, but not that stupid.
Yeah, you do. And if you put anything out on Twitter, you have to put hashtag ad next to it.
I never do. Shall I let the advertising agency pop over here?
How far away is the advertising agency from?
No idea.
Would it be cheaper for them to send?
Actually, it'd be very, very good to have a look at some of these, what are they called? The authorities over everything, Ofwat, Ofcom, Oftwat, whatever it is, and see what sort of work and what sort of jobs they do and who decides on what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. Because a lot of them making some very ridiculous decisions, and I wonder actually who decides on these decisions.
Why is everything called off?
I've no idea. Oh, God. Sorry, go on. Oh.
Was that a cease and desist advertising notification?
Oh, God. Hang on, let me have a look. Okay, well, I'll finish with that. Now, where was I?
Well, you were going to tell me what those texts were.
Oh, apparently my Instagram's got a bit funny.
Oh, right.
I think I probably hit something too quickly.
So you're important enough for Instagram to let you know that you need to sort out your Instagram?
Now, that was a friend of mine telling me that I put out the same picture a couple of times, but I'll sort it out. I'll sort it out.
All right, okay. Well,
I don't really understand how Instagram works, to be honest.
You just put pictures up and you walk away.
Yeah, I know. But then, anyway, never mind. It doesn't matter. I shouldn't really be doing it. It's a young person's thing, isn't it, Instagram?
As long as you don't send out any dick pics, you're okay.
I haven't got any pictures of Dick.
Does he still play the horn?
Yeah. He used to play it for Ronnie Scott. We've been through that. Right, listen, let's finish the programme because I need to get on with this today. It's a nice day outside. I want to go and enjoy some of the weather before the climate changes. Thank you very much indeed. Join us again for the next podcast. If you think this is shit, you want to go and listen to some of the others. Or you can hear me on Talk Radio Monday to Thursday, 7 o'clock until 10 in the evening. We have revived Ash, got him out of the old people's home and brought him back on the programme for a little while as well.
I've got to get home quick.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.